Okay, weight loss. Here's another service that I provide. It's the famous question that so many people have. How do I lose weight? What do I do? What can I do? Where do I start? Where do I begin? Do I need to exercise? Do I have to take this out of my diet? Can I keep this in my diet? And I'm here to say, first of all, it's not a diet as far as the raw food movement, living foods, as I explained in the other podcast. It's a lifestyle, and it's more than just I'll eat 5 fruits in one day, or I'll just eat 10 pieces of different pieces of vegetables. You want to do a lot. I always talk about ratios, percentages with my clients and viewers and listeners. That is, you want to do a lot. You want to really get down to the core of it. And when you're losing weight, there's a lot of different facets to it. There's a lot of different aspects. It's beautiful. It's just great when you get into it. It can be very scary, very concerning at first, but once you get into it and you start to realize, I need bundles of vegetables, I need bundles of fruits, I need just a lot, I need to really have the positive outweigh the negative. Once you get into that state of mind where the positive outweighs the negative in every aspect of your life, then things become way more easier. And taking the time to really think about it, really get to understand how it works with the living foods, because when you start to cleanse yourself, when you start to bring down some of the inflammation, the hardening around the cells, and you start to get your blood flowing, you start to get your chi flowing, you start to get your breath clear and more expanded, you know you're inhaling, you're exhaling, it just starts to pick up your metabolism, you start to eliminate more, you start to detox more of all the things that you've consumed in your life. And a lot of people say, hey, where does it go? Where does some of these things that I eat as far as processed foods go? Am I getting away with something? And that's one of the health myths. A lot of people think they're getting away with eating bad, thinking it's not affecting them. And I go into that in my other podcast as far as health myths. But sticking on this topic, as far as weight loss, there's a lot of different facets to it. I mean, when you start to detox, when you start to lose weight, you do start to get into a detox of the liver, of the skin, of all the different eliminating parts of the body. It's not just through the feces, it's not just through the urine, it's emotionally, mentally, all the blockages, the inflammation, the stagnation throughout the body. There's a lot to it, but it's really, really interesting once you start to open your mind to it. When you open your mind to it and you do your research, you learn more. You can learn more. We should be learning more. And when we are learning more, then we are more open-minded to the eliminating factors, to how our body process the food, the superfoods, and the tonic herbs. And some of the tonic herbs are very beneficial to weight loss, like reishi mushroom. I talk about reishi mushroom to everybody I can because reishi mushroom is fantastic. I mean, this herb, this mushroom, this medicinal mushroom, because it's not a fungi, it's not a poison. If you really do the strong research, and I recommend everybody to, you really start to understand how it's helped thousands and thousands of people for so long, for so many centuries, all over the world. And we're like the last ones to know in America. You know, we have been very closed-minded to how tonics and holistic healing can really help. It's the first form of healing. It was in the beginning natural things, and just because it's natural does not mean it's very safe. I said this in my Living Foods audio podcast, that the tonic herbs are rare, special, very unique herbs that have a deep healing benefit to everyone who walks this earth in a positive side effect way, not a negative side effect way. It really enhances us, it gears us up to withstand the cold, and it helps us to withstand a lot of sicknesses. People that take tonic herbs, when you read the testimonies, they don't really get sick that much once they start the eliminating process. They only get sick when they start to undergo a detox, and that it's not necessarily bad when you do get sick. It means you're cleansing. It means you're really eliminating those things. And when you're alkalinizing, when you're eliminating, when you're detoxing, when you're losing weight, how can disease latch on? How can viruses and molds and pesticides and herbicides, you know, how can those grab hold of your cells, of your organs? It starts to eliminate. You start to get hydrated, you start to really enhance your knowledge and your awareness and get very keen on the benefits to the living foods, because when it's living, it helps you build up radiance and helps build the stress defense shield. David Wolf is always talking about the stress defense shield, because the stress defense shield helps you against the elements. It helps you to withstand cold. Like I said before, it helps you to have more endurance. It helps you to have more acute vision. It helps you more. It enhances your immune system, the building blocks. And once you enhance your immune system, once you pick up those organs, once you pick up those glands, you start to detox, you start to lose weight. You have to pick yourself up. It's really a balance. You have to find your balance in what herbs work for you. You know, experiment with them, read them, research it. Because once you find out more what works for you, taking your time in moderation and it being more balanced, then you start to find out, wow, it's more easier to lose weight. Oh, it's more easier to eat the right fats, like omega-3s and 9s, and not the saturated fats, not the processed fats, not the things like Pepsi, the black substances that we don't even know what they put in it, that we don't even do research on it. Some people just grab it and you just drink it and think, oh, I'm fine. But what really is going on? What really is causing certain sicknesses and ailments? This is real weight loss. It's raw foods for weight loss. Email me at sirthriver@gmail.com, and I will definitely get back to you as soon as possible, and we can go way deeper. Simple, one step at a time, but start to go way deeper in what it means to really lose weight. Thank you and enjoy.